Okay, well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Beach Lane Presents here on Radio Carrum. We're here on this lovely morning with Bridget from Suburban Sandcastles. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, George. It's lovely to be here. It's a very brisk morning, I must say, though.
It's a very brisk morning. You came in and you said, how cold was it?
7 degrees.
7 degrees.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
The balmy temperature of 7.
Yeah, and yet the sun's out, so it should be quite a pleasant day.
I think it'll warm up. But yeah, it's great to be here.
Great to have you here. Bridget, we're going to talk a bit about Suburban Sandcastles, which is something that you founded quite a few years ago. And also Suburban Sandcastles is setting up a partnership with Beach Lane.
We are.
Which sounds extremely exciting, and we'll talk a bit more about that as well.
We will.
But to start us off with, Suburban Sandcastles. Tell us a bit about that and what made you start that about 3 years ago,
I think. Yeah, I'd love to share that. So it seems amazing because I feel like I've grown an eternity in those 3 years. I think any kind of person who's experienced a business in any sense would say that. But it started off as a blog quite a while ago, and then I was sitting in an audience of a wellness event about 3.5 years ago. And it was like that experience of just feeling like the person up on the stage is talking to you. It was this incredible sense of transformation and like kind of like something had been lit like a fire in me that I wanted to share a message, essentially. And so Suburban Sandcastles is grown into a movement, essentially, to elevate consciousness through the medium of film and conversation, to challenge our beliefs, to transform our ideas of ourselves and of the world, and to really compel us to dig a little bit deeper about why we feel the way we do about the things that are important to us, and why I feel the way we do about things that challenge us, to essentially come together as a community and be empowered to use our voice.
So
we do that across a spectrum of film or documentary films around wellness, the environment,
as in creating the movies yourself, or
no? So we screen documentary films. So we have relationships with filmmakers and producers all around the world who are creating films, and we look at the key values of our community, because we have a really vocal and wonderful community who often come to us and say, look, I've seen this film or I've heard of this film. Yeah. Can we see this? And then we look for who are the voices in the broader community, or who are the experts on these themes and topics, and can we bring them in to share? So we've had films that have almost created movements within themselves. So just our last film was called Nature Play, Take Childhood Back, and it was a fascinating look at the education system in Finland and the Nordic countries, and how it's all about play and childhood is being free, versus in America where there's less and less time for free play, and it's all about standardized testing.
I think I've heard they literally have no testing throughout primary school.
They don't have any,
Or homework as well.
And in fact, like, Finland keeps topping the world in terms of their educational rankings. This film was a great look at those two different paradigms. And we had a room full of educators and parents and interested people in the community who wanted to dig deeper and understand why we have the system we have in Australia and which kind of model we seem to be following most. And then we had an expert panel kind of pull apart that discussion. And we had people from that actual event go on to then create their own movement. So we've had one woman go and create a community group, getting families out into nature and sharing all of the different nature play environments that are local to Melburnians. So it's just incredible, the ripple effects when you get people in a room and get them inspired.
Now when you mention a room and the events, where do they happen?
We have them at Shirley Burke Theatre in Parkdale.
Just on Parkers Road, is it?
On Parkers Road in Parkdale, So they're hosted there, and it's a wonderful community space, and we have exhibitors that come along before the film, and we have, it's almost like a little networking group even before the film starts, because you find that you're in a space with like-minded people. Not necessarily who believe what you believe, but who are willing to question themselves and open their mind, which is what we're creating the forum for. And so we have local businesses come along and experts come along and connect with the community before the film, and people can come and enjoy a meal and a beer and a wine before the film as well. Fantastic. And connect with their friends. And then we have the film, and then we have our Q&A panel.
How often are the events? Just to take us back a bit.
So we started, we kicked off in the end of 2014 with monthly events. And so we've been doing monthly events pretty much historically since then. This year we've slowed it down a little bit because I had a baby. So we've...
Number two. Congratulations.
Thank you. And so, in fact, we started back when she was 2 months old, so a lot of people got used to seeing my pregnant belly and then a very short break and then Sylvie coming along too. Yeah. So,
did you have a couple of movies to do with pregnancy and motherhood?
We did, actually, and that was really interesting because, and this, what I love is that, this is a bit of a digression, but the business has also, you know, grown as I've grown. So there was one film that, you know, was called Microbirth, and it was looking at the impact of birth outcomes on the human microbiome and on health on, and on like ongoing health into adulthood based on how you're born. And so we had a panel with a midwife and Dr. Jen Floriani, who's the author of Well Adjusted Babies. It's a really, really well-read book in kind of holistic parenting practices. And the midwife who was standing up there, you know, this was well before I was pregnant. I was thinking, she's going to be my midwife. Like, I just knew, and I was standing next to her, and she was my midwife, and she delivered my daughter. Yeah, so it's incredible, like, the connection that can happen.
All natural childbirth and everything you've learned along the way, I imagine.
Yeah, it was really, really profound. So, yes, and then, of course, when I was about 36 weeks pregnant, we had another film on birth, and so I was, you know, like, pregnant, talking about all of the themes of the film, which were also really challenging, right, because sometimes... to really grow, we have to challenge ourselves. And so I was seeing a film that was kind of saying, you know, what you expose yourself to as a mother and, you know, and that affects your child for their whole life. And, you know, you really have to sit with some of those challenging concepts knowing that you're creating life and that life is living and breathing in you. So we really compel our audiences also to sometimes lean into the discomfort that they find themselves in with the ideas that challenge them. And then we hash it out as a group and we do that, you know, both at the events and also through our Facebook community and through our email.
How big are the events, the theatre holds?
Yeah, so we hold 140 in the theatre, so it's quite intimate. And it's interesting, we actually love that it's a smaller space because it certainly opens up that level of willingness to converse and engage more than perhaps it would if it was a huge space, because there needs to be a perception of safety for people to really open up and speak what's on their... in their heart and on their mind, particularly if it's something challenging. And some of the conversations we've had, I mean, some of the Q&A panels have gone on for like 45 minutes because people are just hanging on every word of either the speaker or somebody else in the audience, because the film often is simply just the groundwork for
the bigger
conversation.
It's almost the catalyst for the conversation.
That's it, and that's why it's so powerful to have this format in which we have,
And typically people book for the movie, I assume?
Yeah, so people book on suburbansandcastles.com for the events and they can follow along and stay engaged with our preparation for the event and what's going to be involved in the event through our Facebook page. And we also converse a lot with people in the lead up to the event so they can prepare for what to expect and ideas to bring along and questions to ask, because it's great to sort of think about what it is you want to... explore when you're there.
So typically people can expect to see a movie that's current or on the bleeding edge, so to speak. And as well as a panel of experts.
That's it.
To
unpack it. And we typically have 2 to 3 experts where we explore the and deeper dive. And we also have interviews with people aligned with the film around the time of the film. So on our website and also on Facebook, you might see an interview where we deep dive with somebody just to also start to create that conversation and that opening up of dialogue.
So Suburban Sandcastles has been going for the last 3 years
almost. Yeah, nearly 3 years.
So almost a third year anniversary coming up.
Yes.
And you've had a second baby in the meantime.
Yes.
And I know that you've also commenced another business, which you might want to talk a little bit about with a partner in crime.
I have.
Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so in 2015, so it would have been around, June 2015, happening alongside Suburban Sandcastles has been a profound kind of awakening of self through the journey of motherhood and through, and I think so many women who are mothers might identify with this, is how much a child kind of brings up all your own stuff to see and your own challenges that you need to work through. And so my really good friend and I, who I'd met through a play group started having all these conversations, like, you know, in each other's kitchens over cups of tea, and they were really deep and profound, and we were like, surely other people must want to talk about this too. And so we created a podcast called Nourishing the Mother, with no plan of where it was going to go. We simply just started pressing. We just pressed record and started.
Yeah.
And that was, we've just celebrated our 100th episode.
Goodness me. And this is with your friend Julie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's been an incredible 100th
episode.
100th episode. So that's nearly 50 hours of
goodness
us talking.
Me. And how frequent are the episodes?
Every week.
Right.
We have a weekly episode. It's a
podcast.
Do
you go into a studio and record it, or how
no,
does it happen?
No, our studio is our car.
Your car.
We have found that the car creates an excellent sound booth.
Really?
And it also works really well because we've...
We'll have to share that with Radio Caramans.
Yeah,
yeah.
They
might find that interesting.
It works well for us. We get a really good quality sound. And it works well for us because, I mean, I've got two children. Julie has three and a fourth on the way. And, it, you know, trying to align our lives is tricky enough, and trying to get into any kind of studio, it would be impossible. So the car works beautifully for us. And it also means that we don't get to be too polished either. I mean, like one of our most recent episodes, which has gone nuts, was all around baby sleep and the whole sleep challenge that so many mothers find themselves in. And that worked because I was caught amongst the rawness of how I was feeling that particular morning that we were podcasting. So I was able to share the vulnerability of where I was at with that at the same time as the toolkit that we teach. And we have online programs that we take mothers through, and we're in the middle of one at the moment. It's called the Loathing to Loving program. So it's all about looking at...
The what, sorry?
It's called Loathing to Loving.
Loathing to Loving. Right.
So it's looking at what the biggest challenges are in your life and in your dynamic with your child or your partner or your relationships, and how you can see how they're helping you grow. And also helping mothers to reconnect with what's their own value system and what they really want to grow within themselves, as in addition to being of service, because... sometimes mothers find it difficult to set the boundaries that allow them to care for themselves in motherhood. So we're very much about self-care, but self-care beyond going to have a massage. It's a self-care around your nurturing your soul, essentially.
Yeah.
So we love it, and it's been an enormous pathway of personal growth for us at the same time as it has been, you know, teaching a community and growing a community.
So these are podcasts. They're audio.
Audio.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're up to 100th episode.
Yeah.
And do you have any idea of what the subscription is, or what the penetration is?
Yeah, so we have, it's really, it's so interesting. We get emails from all over the world. So I guess because that's the nature of podcasting, right? And particularly it's a huge market in the States, so we have quite a lot of listeners in the US. So we have around about 5,000 downloads a month.
5,000, goodness.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah. So
I think Radio Karam has 2,000 to 3,000.
That's
that
great.
Right, Marcus? Yeah, about 3,000,
awesome?
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's essentially both of these businesses are about community, and which is why I'm so excited that we're doing a collaborative partnership with Beach Lane, because all of us as humans are simply looking to feel heard and understood, and like people get us, and that our world is aligned with what we believe in and what we aspire to. And I see such a lovely synergy with what Beach Lane is all about in terms of creating community and in terms of nourishing that journey of self through, you know, holistic health and through workshops and through really creating an inviting space for people to come together.
And connecting.
And yeah, I love that we're able to find a way to see both of these communities support each other. So we're going to have a presence of Beach Lane at our event.
Well, that's right. We'll talk a bit about that in a moment. I think I recall you and Julie running a workshop or two at Beach Lane.
And this is how I love it, right? Because like, everything kind of just comes, you know, full circle, doesn't
it? Incredible.
So we happened upon Beach Lane. It must have been just after you opened.
We opened in November, roughly. The opening ceremony was November 2015. So that's about the time that you guys...
That's it, right? So we, our first ever retreat, we ran here. And that retreat, that live retreat that we had, has become our online program.
Right. But I recall you and Jules were buzzing at the end of it. I think you shared with me.
We went out
on the beach and after the session.
We did. It was amazing because we had because it was so beautiful. Because coming here and just. Because we're really about nourishing the mother, we wanted a space that we felt would really hold the mother in her vulnerability, in her rawness, in her challenge and really create a safe space for her to go deep within herself and feel held. And the space upstairs was just beautiful for that, and we decked it out amazingly and we had the most gorgeous food coming up from the cafe. And it just was incredible. And so we finished that day and it was a beautiful day, and we walked across to the beach and sat and watched the sunset and went through all of these testimonials that we'd got from the women at the retreat, just going, oh my God, like, can't believe these people loved it, you know? And from there it grew into this online program. We've now had, I think it's about 70 people through the online course now.
Fantastic.
And we do three live rounds a year, and we just love it.
Well, it continues to evolve. And I guess in that context, the relationship now that we're setting up with you guys, you know, Suburban Sandcastles and Beach Lane, is another chapter almost. How do you see that happening from your end? I mean, tell us.
We're really just excited to share so much of what's going on here. So, I mean, you've got the upcoming Winter Festival.
Testing my memory now. Thank you, Bridget. 21st to the 23rd.
21st to 23rd of July.
Yep, not far away.
Yeah, just around the corner. And that really speaks beautifully to the values of Suburban Sandcastles in terms of connecting with what moves us. And, you know, we've done films, you know, around food and around the food movement. And one of those things that we find ourselves is, in our modern day culture, is how disconnected we can get from the seasons in which we live. But yet, biologically, we're still so tied to this earth and to where we come from. And so I love that your festivals are really like a grounding point in each of those seasons, and a real way to come together in celebration and connection to what the season means. So I love that we're going to be able to really put a spotlight on what's happening here and tap into that.
A broad overview of actually what the festival is, Bridget.
I'd love you to.
The overall theme for this coming winter festival is going to be around happy, healthy families. Which actually you and I need to talk a bit more about. But the Friday evening, we're looking at having a panel of no more than probably five subject matter experts that will host an event here in the cafe, and it'll be over a nibbles and natter type of thing. No movie in this case. It'll be each subject matter expert presenting for 10-15 minutes, and then a Q&A over some share platters. So that will set the scene for the weekend, which will then have practitioner sessions happening upstairs on the Saturday. Which is the normal thing we do at the festival. And in parallel to that, in the cafe, we're going to have the Pajama Foundation running a whole bunch of kids' activities from the cafe through the whole day.
Oh, how special.
And so they'll be having some of their pajama angels leading those activities, which will be magic. And the Sunday will morph into something different again, where we'll have the Mandala Market happening both in the cafe and upstairs in the studios. But the whole theme essentially is around the winter and happy, healthy families.
That's awesome. And that's such a great reminder, because it is a time of year where there's such a transition for us, and that need to seek comfort and connection and nourishment, right?
Yeah.
And so how wonderful that you can offer that to the community.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So your next gig at Suburban Sandcastles, where you'll be also helping to promote the Winter Festival for Beach Lane, will be great. What's the date for your next gig?
That one is on the 12th of July, and the film is called The Freedom to Marry. So it's all around, it's a fascinating look at the campaign in the US to secure marriage equality in that country. And it's really, really timely and relevant for Australia, because there's an overwhelming public support now in Australia for marriage equality. But there is still that political resistance to go there. So we are going to have a fascinating look at this film. And then we've also got a Q&A panel who include a couple, Claire and Steph, who have recently had a baby and actually got some massive international exposure on their story of co-feeding. So they actually both feed their daughter. So one of them's a naturopath and has basically learned how to help her partner be able to breastfeed, so that they're both actually giving their child their genetics, rather than one parent only being able to. So it's and what I love about this conversation is it's also challenging our beliefs, challenging our values, challenging us to look outside our own you know, view on the world and see how other people experience the world and the challenges that this couple has to even feel validated as a couple.
Well, the conversation after the movie should be very interesting.
It really will be, and I love that. And we like to push the envelope, and we like people to really challenge themselves. And we've also got a representative from the Australian Marriage Equality group to come and talk about the campaign here.
So for people to actually register for that event, what do they do? What do they need to go?
They need to go to suburbansandcastles.com.
Yep.
And they'll have all the information there.
Okay.
And there's also information about our following event, which is called Just One Drop. That's in August, and it's around the controversy around homeopathy as a modality. So that's a healing modality that's originated off in an Eastern tradition. And in Australia, there's a really concerted effort to basically shut it down. And so this film, we've got actually the filmmaker coming along. She's been making the film for 8 years.
Wow.
And our screening is part of a national roadshow of the film. And we'll also have a second generation homeopath coming and talking to us, who grew up in India with her mother, you know, as a homeopath. And in India, they're also trained as doctors, so they work along. They work as homeopaths and doctors. So, yeah, another interesting conversation.
Yeah, so in terms of the relationship between Suburban Sandcastles and Beach Lane, essentially we're going to work together. We're on the same value set.
Yes.
You know, on the same path in terms of connection and community and trying to make a small difference, small contribution. So we'll work actively at cross-promoting one another. And I guess this interview is an example of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the audio, the podcast will be sent through our newsletter, our social media, and yours as well.
Yeah, we'll be sharing it and just then, really allowing people to open up their capacity to connect with what moves them, essentially, through both of these communities.
Yeah. So, it's the beginning of a whole new chapter working together.
Yeah, we're
absolutely
excited.
Looking forward to it, Bridget.
Excellent.
So, for this podcast, folks, all you need to do is to go on to beachlane.co for the details, and as well as that, there'll be information on Suburban Sandcastles, future events will be broadcast there, as well as through our social media, and also vice versa,
Yes, of course, we'll be sharing everything that's happening on Beach Lane as well on the Suburban Sandcastles website and also on the Facebook page.
Wonderful. Well, Bridget, lovely to have you here this morning, and look forward to working with you into the future.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's been great to chat.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye for now.